Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody.
Absolutely.
And WEMU listeners are one of the things that I give thanks for every year. So thank you, WEMU listeners.
Every single time I get the opportunity, we'd like to pass along thanks for that because truly, contributors, listeners make what we do possible.
Absolutely. So as in tribute to your listenership, we're going to inflict Cinema Chat on you today. And it's not just a regular Cinema Chat. It is the Ohio State-Michigan Cinema
Chat.
It's
so weird that it comes after Thanksgiving now.
Where we take over the Eastern Michigan University airwaves to talk about the Michigan-Ohio State game because I have a particular affinity for Michigan. David has a particular affinity for Ohio State for reasons that are justifiable, but not rational.
It's a family thing. My daddy played for Ohio State. And by the way, his defensive coordinator at the time was none other than Bo Schembechler. So my dad is one of the few that got to play for both Bo and Woody.
Well, you know, and that is quite
But I was
special.
Born and raised in Columbus, and, you know, born a Buckeye, will always be a Buckeye, and my dad at 72 years old can still beat me up. So if I were to ever change, I'd be in trouble.
Well, it makes more rational sense now. But we're looking for a good game. And, you know, if you want to watch that game at the Michigan Theater, you can do it this Saturday at noon. The Veda Murray Fund for Cancer Research is doing a benefit screening of the Michigan-Ohio State game. Things start at 11:30 at the Michigan Theater. You can go watch Devin Gardner be our new quarterback with our new running back, Denard Robinson.
Yeah. That's got me a little panicked.
Pretty special. Urban Meyer is going to try to get his first victory over Michigan as the coach of Ohio State, and Brady Hoke's going to do his best to create a streak that
after
began
the John
last
Cooper
year.
And Rich Rod eras, I think we may be back to the storied rivalry we all grew to know and love.
And although Ohio State is undefeated so far, David's general anxiety about Ohio State probably indicates that he will say that Michigan will beat.
Before we get
Ohio
to the prediction,
State.
I do want to say thanks to Veda Murray. Great representative of the University of Michigan.
Absolutely.
And its alumni, and doing something very special, a way to enjoy a day, and do something very important for those in need.
Yeah, Veda Murray is a former University of Michigan student and football player.
Right.
He passed away a little over a year ago from cancer, from lung cancer.
Exactly. Now, this foundation has been formed in his name, and even beyond life, he continues to give back.
Absolutely. So, anyway, show up at the Michigan Theater at 11:30, and it will be on the biggest screen you've ever watched a Michigan-Ohio State game.
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of fun. All right, now, before we go any further and talk movies, first of all, you're going to be in France for the game.
That's true. I'm going to the Europa Cinemas Network Conference, so it's like the conference that I started 5 years ago and that I run with Sundance called the Art House Convergence, and they invited me to go as an observer, so I'm flying out to Paris, and unfortunately, my dear wife Deb is not going with me.
So you're going to watch the Ohio State-Michigan game in Paris, France.
Right. The University of Michigan Alumni Association in Paris, France is going to gather and watch, and I'm going to watch with
them. You've got to be kidding me.
Absolutely. Go blue.
You know what? Or you're just further contributing to that sense that Michigan has too much arrogance.
Well, I was going to go watch it with the Ohio State Alumni Association just to mess them up.
They have one in France, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ohio State's got a huge alumni base. And so, anyway.
Well. All right, so what is the prediction for the game, then?
Well, I've got to say that Michigan's going to eke it out here. Even though it's an away game, they're playing in Columbus. Both teams are pretty tough this year. One could say that Michigan's kind of tripped up in the big games against Alabama and Notre Dame. And this is another big game. But, this is just the perfect spoiler for a Michigan-Ohio State game where one team's undefeated and then the other one can really make a triumph. So
now, heading into the Michigan game, as undefeated teams, Ohio State, Woody Hayes was 5-1-1.
Yep.
Earl Bruce was 1-0. John Cooper was 0-3, an era that we lament and will one day erase from the history books. And Jim Tressel was 2-0. So now I'm saying, given history, despite the perception that Ohio State can't beat Michigan when it's undefeated, Ohio State is going to win 28-24.
Well, all we can say from the heart of Buckeye Land and Dave Fair's twisted mind, go Bucks. But really, all of the listeners are rising up and saying, go Blue. And there you go. Now, we need to talk about movies for a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know. You're going to France.
Going to France, yes. It's going to be very enlightening. 700 cinema professionals, exhibitors, distributors, producers, all kinds of folks are going to be there. So that's I'm looking forward to
it. Is it an opportunity for you to get a real sense of what you might like to bring to this area that might not otherwise be seen?
Actually, it's they're doing a content that's going to be very similar to the conference that I run. So
okay.
It's not so much going to see movies, although there are going to be movies exhibited. It's going to be learning from colleagues the way you would go to a national public radio conference and learn what they do at various stations and try to teach other folks and learn from other folks as you go through your professional life and lean on colleagues.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of singing at the Michigan Theater on Saturday.
That's
as people
right.
watch the Ohio State-Michigan game. But after you get done singing Carmen, Ohio, you can indeed sing along to White Christmas.
That's right. We've got our special holiday presentation of a sing-along White Christmas, so you can sing along with Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen in this classic holiday film. It's a gray and white for sure. So anyway, it's always a lot of fun. We'll put the lyrics up on the screen so you can sing along and sing those great songs from White Christmas, see a fun movie. It's my favorite bad movie, and we actually make a little bit of fun of it.
It is a bad movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's very heartwarming and very holiday. And Friday, before the Sunday screening of White Christmas, Sunday screening at 4 o'clock for White Christmas, on Friday at 11 o'clock, we're doing or 11:30, we're doing a matinee screening of a bunch of Warner Brothers cartoons, which has become another holiday tradition.
Oh, nice.
And so you can go see Bugs Bunny and Michigan J. Frog. We're featuring some of the Michigan J. Frog. And he goes, hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Anyway, he's this frog that sings all these vaudeville tunes. And it's a lot of fun. So Warner Brothers cartoons, Friday at 11:30, White Christmas, Sunday at 4 o'clock. There's special prices, a little higher prices for the sing-along, because you're going to get a bag of goodies and anyway, people have a lot of fun. You have poppers that, you know, you can pop in the middle of the movie all at the same time, which is a lot of fun. Currently opening today. Today's a big day for opening movies. We have a late quartet, which is about four members of a world-renowned string quartet, which actually aren't world-renowned string quartet players, but they are great actors. Christopher Walken, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Catherine Keener are all part of this quartet, and they deal with personal issues. One of their quartet members, the Christopher Walken character, is having health issues that's going to threaten his life, and it's about them dealing with all of these personal, professional, musical dynamics. It's gotten great reviews. A late quartet opens today at the Michigan Theater. At the State Theater, we're opening The Perks of Being a Wallflower and Argo.
Yeah, this is going to be the explosion for the tweeners.
Yes, well, and
actually, college-age kids.
College-age kids. Yeah. It was a film it was a novel that came out in the 90s, in the late 90s, and was very big in the last decade. And a lot of high school kids read it. And the adaptation was done by the author, Stephen Chbosky. And it's gotten very good reviews. Emma Watson's in it as a high school kid. And it's done very, very well. Argo, which is kind of everybody's favorite movie right now, is opening at the State Theater.
I haven't liked anything Ben Affleck did since Good Will Hunting, but I hear this is the one.
Oh, he did a great job. He's performing in it. He directed in it. And it's about the escape of six American hostages from Iran in 1979, right during the hostage crisis, where Canada really facilitated their escape. Mm-hmm. And it was a big CIA project. So anyway, Argo, and the funny thing is they escape because there's a movie that's supposed to be being made, and John Goodman and Alan Arkin play these two Hollywood producers that are looped into this as they create this fake movie called Argo, which is the sci-fi film. And they're going, the movie makers have gone to Iran supposedly to do site visit right during all of the riots and everything. And then they use these to get
right.
these six embassy workers out. Opening at the Cineplex are actually two films that have gotten great reviews. One is Ang Lee's Life of Pi, based on the very popular novel. And
it seemed like it would be so hard to turn into a movie.
Absolutely, but the reviews on this, 83% positive, and you really have to transmute this particular film to make it work. But
aesthetically, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's very dreamlike, and anyway, it's gotten very, very good reviews. It melds a harrowing high sea adventure with a dreamy meditation on the very nature of storytelling. So we can look for a very interesting film. Life of Pi opens today at the Multiplex. Rise of the Guardians, which is actually a holiday picture about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and a whole bunch of people that are banding together to save Christmas. 77% positive reviews. A Red Dawn, which is a remake of the 1984 films.
Didn't like it then, won't like it now.
Well, it only got 14% positive reviews. So, but if you like the original, you might want to check out that one. But Life of Pi at the Multiplex is certainly worth go checking out. And a lot of folks are interested in a late quartet. Again, special screenings. Don't forget the holiday screening of Warner Brothers Classics and White Christmas coming up on Friday and Sunday, respectively. And then the Motor City Movies series comes to an end with Standing in the Shadows of Motown, about the studio musicians at Motown that really made all those big hits. And so there's lots to see. We'll look forward to everyone having a great, great Thanksgiving holiday and go to a movie or two.
Exactly right. And go support the Veda Murray Foundation by seeing the Ohio State-Michigan game on the big screen at the Michigan Theater on Saturday. It gets underway at 11:30, and you'll be doing a lot of good. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and together we jointly say to you, go Buckeyes.
Go Blue. Beat Ohio.